so tired, boy, you got me in a tizzy. These old country roads led you to my back door. Like it's a little funny, laying on my tummy, cranking that hog till it gets a little chubby. Boy, the things that do leave me so goddamn sore. It's time to take this cowboy for a ride. So grab me by the balls and leave this country life behind. Will it take him now for a view of the city? Let him bust his nut all over my tits. From his hands up my thigh, man, he loves the way I'm on. Got that bleach blonde hair and tied over the tear. Smell of cheap Vaseline all over this chair. And tonight's gonna be one hell of a rodeo. I let him stretch my hole. Chevy, squirted out my belly, smear a white trail spelling I love you. My cheeks never clap the way you get them to. Don't tell the missus I'm getting in your britches, cause this is just between you and me tonight. Your hard working hands need an ass that fits just right, and that's mine. It's time to take this cowboy for a ride. Grab me by the balls and leave this country life behind. Will it take him out for a view of the city? Let him bust his nut all over my tits. From his hands up my thigh, man, he loves the way I'm on. Got that bleach blonde hair tied over the tear. Smell of cheap Vaseline all over this chair. And tonight's gonna be one hell of a rodeo. I let him stretch my hole.
Hello, and welcome to A Mo Story, a podcast where I cover different subjects and provide you with stories from my own life. I'm Joe Enos, a 48-year-old gay man, a brother to 7 siblings, an immigrant from the Azores Islands, a healthcare worker, a Seattle resident, and sometimes just a guy with a microphone ranting. This is episode number 25, titled, Oh, Those Damn Neighbors. And the intro song sounds like many people that I know's biography, mine included. Why those neighbors, you say? Oh, those damn neighbors. Let me tell you. I have had neighbors before that are problematic, a little nosy, maybe just even kind of annoying sometimes. But I tell you, I have won the prize with the fucking most annoying, weird, in-your-face, fucking idiots of neighbors. Like in other times in this podcast, when we have to go back to the past, we get in our DeLorean. So kids, buckle in. We're going to go back to when I bought this house, March of 2019. In March of 2019, when I bought this house, I noticed that the fencing on this side of the house was really tall and brand new. It was beautiful. And so I was working on it because I wanted to change the direction of the boards. And the neighbor said to me, oh, yeah, we don't know why, but they put up that giant fence on our side so we couldn't, you know, see much over. And I thought, well, that was kind of mean. Now I understand why. Also, they informed me that, you know, they were supposed to all speak about replacing that fence, and they had reached out to them, but they weren't even aware that they were doing it, and they didn't know anything about it, and so because of that, the broken fence stayed on their side. Okay, remember that fact. So shortly after the fence working, things started to get a little weird. First was one day I had music on, and I was working on the fence, and the husband was walking around the backyard, singing the song that I had on the radio, and it was a Janelle Monáe song, which was really kind of interesting. He then one day pulled up to the front of the house and took his son out of the car, and he said, oh, hey, we've been at Burien Pride. I'm like, Burien has a pride? It's a small town outside of Seattle. And he's like, yeah, it was just him and the son. I thought, okay, weird, but whatever. Around that same summer, he was nice enough one day to come over and ring the doorbell and say, hey, we've made burgers and we know that you're working on the house. Did you want to come and have a little bite to eat or something? And I said, you know, honestly, I really appreciate it and thank you guys very much, but I've already eaten and I'm trying to get this painting done and I just really want to get it done. And he said, okay. And we sat there at my door and we sat there at my door and we sat there at my door. And I said, did you need something else? And he said, no. And we sat there at my door and we sat there at my door, and I shut the door in his face. Now, I forgot to tell you this fact. He had no shirt on. He had, like, swim trunks on, which is a little weird going to your neighbor's house that way when you're a 30-something-year-old man. After I had worked on the fence and changed the direction of the boards, I then decided that I was going to stain it the following summer, and I did it in a really deep black, and it looks amazing. And so when I was doing that, one day he came over and started talking to me. He was wearing a velour tracksuit, unzipped in the front, with no shirt on underneath. And he proceeds to say to me, "Hey, guess what today is?" And I'm like, I'm not sure what. "It's my birthday." I'm like, "Oh, happy birthday." And he's like, "Yeah, thanks. I'm going to Neighbors." I'm like, "What's that?" And he's like, "It's the best electronic club gay bar in Seattle." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." I'm like, "I've not heard of it, not been." "You've never heard of Neighbors?" And I'm like, "No, I haven't heard of it. I haven't been. I just said that." "Oh, well, I just wondered, did you want to go?" And I'm like, "No, I have to work tomorrow. It's a Wednesday. Like, I get that it's your birthday, but I have to work. Like, no, unfortunately, I'm not. And I hope you have a good time." And then he sat there again, randomly just looking at me with that damn trek suit on with no shirt on. And I was like, weird. Shortly after that, I put low voltage lighting throughout the whole property. And I had some spotlights pointing at trees and some that were pointing at the driveway and whatnot. And he came over one morning and said, "Hey, is it possible that you could either get rid of some of them or change the direction, because they're actually projecting into one of our bedrooms upstairs, and it's just, you know, it's a lot of light." I said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." And he was like, "Well, you should be a little more conscientious," he said, as his fucking chicken from next door, which they don't have in a cage, is literally in my yard plucking and eating worms, and he just walks back to his house. So with no problem, I fixed the lights. Another day, I came home from work, and his son and his son's friend were playing out on my mailbox, like on my mailbox. And the girl had like an SLR camera, and the son, which is their child, obviously, was like leaning and like posing on my mailbox. And I said, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "We're taking pictures." And I go, "On my mailbox?" "Yeah, we thought it'd be a cool place to take pictures." I'm like, "Go take pictures on your mailbox. How about that?" And like the kid just gave me a dirty look, and I was like, "Well, why are you on my mailbox of all things?" You know what I mean? And then from then on, for about a year, whenever I would go to get mail, I would have ants in my mailbox because somebody would conveniently put like a little piece of brownie or a cookie or something there to get ants in it. So I bought a new mailbox that locks from both sides and you can't get to it. More to come on that. Every year at Halloween, they have a really big party for their friends and neighbors and anybody. They invite a lot of people, and it's done in their backyard, and they have tents, and, you know, they have different games and whatnot. And, you know, I'm all about, you know, having a party and enjoying yourselves and whatnot. But at 4 a.m., it's like, on a Saturday, it's like, okay, this needs to wrap up. And these are adults. They probably should get home and not be acting as bad as they are in their backyard. 4th of July. We live in an area that is now no longer permittable to have fireworks. They had fireworks to the point that they had fireworks and they were shooting them out in the street. And one of the kids shot it in the wrong direction. And it went to the neighbor's house, into underneath their fence and into their area where they have their trash cans and stuff. And it started to catch fire because no one was even paying attention to it. And the father finally looked over and saw that it was catching fire and had to go over there with a hose, put it out before the neighbor's house caught on fire. Do you think that would stop them? No, they didn't know. How were they supposed to know that that would ever happen? They're the masters of "they didn't know" answer for everything. The fence, remember, they didn't know. They told me also another time that the neighbors in the back were the meanest people. I should never talk to them. They're horrible people. And on that side as well was the fence. They never had were notified, or they didn't know when they were putting in the new fence. No one told them anything. The other part was is they once went to get chickens, and they ended up getting a rooster. They didn't know it was a rooster, and they ended up having this rooster in the neighborhood, and the neighbors complained, and so the animal protection came and got him. They have family and friends that come to visit that think it's acceptable to park in my driveway and block my entrance into my own home. I've had to tell them more than once that that is not acceptable, and it's private property, and they should not be allowing their guests to even do that. They don't know. When I met them, I actually thought that they were kind of, it was something about them was kind of neat or unique, and I thought it was kind of cool with what they did. Whenever they would have discussions that they didn't want the kids to hear, they would have it on the back deck outside so the kids couldn't hear. I thought that was cool, really cool, so that way their kids wouldn't, you know, that if they were having an argument or whatnot, everything, until I realized that now I have to hear it all the time, which is so fucking annoying to me. It's like, don't you have anywhere else to do that? And the reason why I call them the "oh, these neighbors." So when the pandemic happened and we here in Seattle were shut down in April 1st before everyone else in the U.S. was, they were off work. He works as an electrician assistant and she works as a seamstress. And so they were off work. And so they decided to buy a used hot tub. So they get this hot tub. It's missing side panels. They put it in the backyard. And it's probably about, I don't know, maybe 15 feet away from my bedroom. So the first couple weeks they were in it, which was no big deal. And they were respectful and went to bed at a decent time. And then it turned into what I called COVID stew, which was they started having people over. And they would be up until 2 and 3 and 4 in the morning with this fucking hot tub and people in it and loud. And I could hear it in my bedroom. Now, remind you, I'm a healthcare worker. I did not get to stay home. I did not get to be paid to stay home. I had to go to work every day. So I couldn't figure out what I was going to do to solve this. I'm really not that interested in calling the police because I don't really want to have that kind of drama. And I just thought, you know what? We can solve this a little bit more civilly. So I decided to buy a megaphone. You know, the kind that the cheerleaders use?
A megaphone that sounds like this. Yes, you hear it.
So one night, they were up until about 5 in the morning out in the hot tub. And they had people over, and they were all really, really loud. And I noticed that they went to bed about 5:30 or so. So I decided to go upstairs to the upstairs bedroom, which is kind of almost in the direction of their bedroom, and do the following.
We are the champions. We are the... Oh, no, I should probably start over. Wait. We are the champions. We are... Gosh, I'm not hitting that note right. I should probably do it again. We are the champions. We are the champions. No room for failure, because we are the champions of the world.
Followed by me cutting wood very slowly and agonizingly into the megaphone towards their bedroom. So shortly after that, he came out and kind of gave me a dirty look. And I said, good morning, neighbor. How are you? It's going to be a nice day today. But unfortunately, that didn't stop them. So next started showing up this car, I mean, probably a couple nights a week. It was this Ultima. And every time the Ultima was there, at about 3 in the morning, you'd hear, And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I realized, oh my God, they're swingers. And that's why he was always coming over with no shirt on. He was, you know, always trying to see if I would want to do different things because they were trying to get me in their swing. No, thank you. A little side note. He kind of looks like a World War II Holocaust survivor after you see the footage of them getting them from, you know, like Auschwitz, which is a horrible reference, but that's kind of what he looks like. And she looks like just a regular girl with a really round stomach. I actually one time thought she was pregnant and I almost asked her, and thank God I didn't. So neither of them should really be swinging or even maybe like being naked and in a hot tub by my bedroom. So Ultima Girl now has been coming over nonstop. Okay. And so one night it was about 3:30 in the morning and I heard moaning and it woke me up and I lost my fucking shit. I went to the back window where my bathroom is, which is almost right across from where their hot tub is. And I screamed, it's fucking 4:30 in the morning. Do we think that the moaning could stop soon? And it stopped. And then she never came back. But that didn't stop them. One day I came home from work and there was a truck parked across the street and the guy kind of walked through my side yard to get to their backyard. And he's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, all right. And I was just kind of like, that's weird. Next thing I know, I went upstairs to go do something and I look out my back window and I can see her and him in the hot tub, like making out. I'm like, oh good God. Then they had some like live-in Twinkosaurus / like meth head for a while, for about a month, that was kind of staying with them. I'm guessing part of the swing, who knows. Then he disappeared. And for a while it was quiet. There was no more people in the hot tub. They had, you know, heeded my warning or me yelling and whatnot. But then as of recent, they're back to their swinging. And I'm guessing the MO is that they go to the bar and about 1:30 in the morning, they bring people back and you hear them talking. They're really loud and they're drinking and whatnot. And then all of a sudden you hear it get quiet and then you hear moaning. Well, about 3 weekends ago, I heard this whole scenario and I had actually fallen asleep and I woke up to someone moaning, like fucking startled the shit out of me. And I went upstairs and I looked out the window and you could see some big fat dude fucking hurt. It was like, oh God, in the hot tub. And I fucking lost my shit. I went to the window downstairs and I'm like, it's fucking almost 5 in the morning. What time is the swinger party going to end? And I closed the window. It got quiet, but they didn't stop. But as of now, they haven't had anybody over, but it's getting to be even worse. So remember I said this hot tub was used? Well, now the fucking hot tub sounds like it's a fucking vibrator constantly on, like an electrical outlet. It's like a constant buzz. So I'm going to have to talk to them about this fucking hot tub and possibly moving it. And if they don't heed my warning, I'm going to file nuisance complaints against them because that fucking thing vibrates all night long and you can hear it at my house when it's super quiet. About 6 months ago, I was here at the house and I decided I was going to take a nap. And I heard somebody ring the doorbell and I was like, oh, fuck it, I'm not getting it. I'm taking a nap. And so I had gotten up and realized, oh, I fucking haven't gotten the mail in a long time. And so I went to go get my mail and I noticed inside the mailbox, there was this like little vial of something like a liquid, like you would put like a vape thing or like, I don't know, something that you would smoke. I had no idea what it really was. And there was a lint roller stuck inside my mailbox with a like piece of tape rolled on the end of it as if someone was trying to get that little vial thing out of it. So I was like, huh. So I went back inside and I looked at the cameras. Well, it was their kid. He must have put something into my mailbox thinking he could hide it from them and then he could get it out later. And he came to ring the doorbell to see if I would get it for him. I was like, yeah, right. So I took it. I stuck it in Lucy's dog shit and I put it in the trash can. I'm like, yeah, if you want it, you can smoke it with the dog shit on it. Now, let me also paint a little bit more of a scene here. So they, during the pandemic, got a used hot tub. She bought a little Mitsubishi car that was a small four-door. It's like looks like a kind of like a little Fiat four-door small car, and she got it in hot pink. Okay, the hubcaps have already fallen off of it, but on the side of their house, on the other side, not my side, there is a boat that doesn't work, a camper that doesn't work, another S10 little pickup that doesn't work, and they went and got a hot tub, new furniture, that new car during the pandemic with pandemic money, and they ended up qualifying for state assistance to get solar, and instead of doing anything else, they got a new roof and solar for their one, for the main house. The garage has the most waviest roof you've ever seen to the point that it's about to fall over. And they have tarps over the top of it being held down by bricks because it's so fucking old and about to fall. So about the roof. So when they were getting their solar installed, they had to get a new roof because their roof had not been redone since the 1960s, according to what the guy told me. So I was home one day and they were working on the roof and I was out doing a couple things in the yard, and I saw that the owner of the roofing company had a brand new, like F-350 pickup. I mean, gorgeous pickup. And they were throwing like shingles everywhere. And I said, hey, dude, I'm like, put your pickup in my driveway. And he goes, no, it's all right. And I'm like, nope, come on, put your pickup in my driveway. He goes, are you sure? And I go, yeah. I go, that's a brand new, beautiful pickup. I'm like, put it in my driveway. I don't mind, honestly. And he's like, well, thanks, man. And then I went and got water and gave them to the roofers because it was a hot day and they were nice guys. We were joking about the roof and just kind of, you know, chewing the shit and just talking like normal guys. Well, about 3 days later, the roof stopped. And I was like, that's weird. Why did the roof stop? I'm like, oh, I wonder if they didn't pay or something. Interesting. So one night at like 10 o'clock at night, I'm installing a new TV on my wall and whatnot. And I just hear this bop, 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 bop. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I go outside and I look and there's a sheriff out there and someone had driven by and shot his car. Like literally 3 gunshots right to his car. Now, his car usually is parked in front of my mailbox and they didn't miss one fucking bullet. And I said, well, that's what happens when you're nice to the people who do all of the construction work and you let them park their truck in your driveway. It was totally them, because then shortly after that, like within a day or so, the roofers were back. I'm like, I have a feeling they didn't pay and those fuckers were giving them a signal. Because my house is old, I had decided I was going to map out all the electrical and define like where certain things were connected and whatnot, because part of the house has knob and tube and part of it is on, you know, grounded wires. And so when I did that, I had turned off the breaker to each one of the individual breakers to see what was actually attached to it and that kind of thing. Well, I noticed that when I turned off the breaker to my shop in the back where I do my leather work, that their back area would go dark. So I thought, So I didn't want to like be obvious about it. So I just waited about a month and then I turned it off for about 2 weeks and they had no lighting in the back of their house. Now, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Remember, he's an electrical assistant. They were also friends with the people that were renting this house before. She had told me that they would come over and buy Coke from them. And I realized they must have been running electrical from my house to theirs. The minute they got their solar and their new electrical panel, my electric bill went down by half. Yeah, you tell me. Really couldn't figure out what I was going to do anyway. And you know what they were going to say? Oh, we didn't know. Oh, we're so sorry. My God, we weren't aware that that was even going on. So when I got my new little pup, Lucy, she was escaping and digging underneath the fence and going over to their house to see their dog. And, you know, I apologize. I ended up putting this fence protector stuff that you like dig into the ground so she can't get over and whatnot. But when I'd go into their yard, I was noticing a couple things. Like, one, they have old chicken coops that have chicken shit everywhere that still hasn't been cleaned up. They have an apple tree that has all these little crab apples that have fallen on the ground. And then I started to think to myself, no wonder I had a whole bunch of rats over on my side and I had to have exterminators come through and take care of it. Because of them. They don't clean their fucking yard. They literally just are the biggest pigs you've ever seen. For a while there, they had an old recliner on the side of their house that said free on it in the middle of the fucking rain. I'm like, who's going to take that? One year, she cut down her dry hydrangeas and just left them on the yard, and they blew over into my side of the property. And so I didn't want her to miss them, so I picked them all up and threw them back over onto her side. They have trees that grow over onto my side. Every time I clip them, I throw the clippings right back over onto their side so they can fucking pick them up. And I know what you're thinking. Where the fuck do you live? What kind of fucking white trash neighborhood is this? I live 2 blocks from Lake Washington, okay, in an area that is pretty nice, and most of the homes here go for between $700,000 and $850,000. But they've lived in their house for like 15 years, and it was also gifted to them by his parents. So they just kind of run it down and haven't done anything to it, and they're kind of a little bit of like the neighbors on the street that everybody looks at like, oh my God, what is going on there? And now the weirdest and I think final story about my, oh God, these neighbors. So when Jason Skidmark was here, he became friends with lots of the neighbors. And we would joke about them and, you know, laugh at different things and whatnot. And I started to notice that whenever I would make fun of them or say something about them, he wouldn't laugh or he didn't like really, you know, engage at all in the conversation. I was like, okay, a little weird, but you know, whatever. And so it was about a month before he was going to disappear. And we were out riding on our e-bikes and he said, hey, I have to get back to the house by 3. And I said, why? And he goes, oh, because the neighbors are out of town and they're not going to be back till later. And they asked if I could let their dog out. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's nice of you. So we rode back and whatnot. And if you were going to let someone's dog out for the first time and they had left you a key or told you where a key was or whatnot, you'd probably stumble, take a little bit of time, kind of trying to navigate how to get in and get the dog out and whatnot. Oh, no. Jason did this with precision. And, like, he had done this before. So I was like, huh. So I realized more that they were swingers. I'm like, that's interesting. The last month that Jason was here, he spent a lot of time in the backyard hanging out, smoking, and just kind of chilling. And I'm like, I wonder if he was, like, fucking fooling around with the neighbor or whatnot. I have a feeling that he was. Because the day after Jason left, I was out washing my car in the backyard. The neighbor came over and goes, hey, no more Jason, huh? And I'm like, yeah, how do you know? And he goes, well, he told me he had to go back for work or something. I'm like, yeah. And I just kind of left it at that. But it's like, it's a little weird given their swinger history and the fact that Jason was no longer laughing at the jokes and he knew how to navigate their house that easy. They planted a new tree right on our property line. And it's a magnolia, so it's beautiful and whatnot, but it just drops shit everywhere and they never pick it up. It fucking drives me crazy. Their ammo for everything is, oh, we didn't know. We don't know. We didn't know. Oh, we're so sorry. This, that. It's just, oh, these neighbors. Well, the layers of the onion get pulled back more with another random podcast. I hope you enjoyed this with my poor stories of my, oh, these neighbors. I will keep you abreast if anything else comes about or happens. But this is a Mo story. I want to thank everyone for listening. Remember, tell your friends, write a review, subscribe, and I hope that you have a fabulous week and look forward to another episode coming soon.